Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to Ireland Calling, the first live programme of Ireland Calling for 2019, and in fact into our 31st year of broadcasting here on from Planet FM studio in Auckland. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in New Zealand or indeed other parts of the world, welcome along, and I hope everybody had a pleasant break over the holidays. Many people in New Zealand are still on holidays, but you're listening to us on a Wednesday night here in Auckland on Planet FM, Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio on Sunday night, and Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening online. We've got a special treat for you tonight. A friend of mine has just released a new album last week, and we're going to play a few songs from that tonight. His name is Richard Mulligan. More about him later on. But wherever you're listening, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy an hour of news from Ireland and good music. And first up, we might as well start with Paddy Riley and the Fields of Athenry, one of the favourite songs that people like on the programme here every year.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. A prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Dreams and songs to sing, it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. She watched the last star fallen, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope, for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Once we watched the
the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Yes, well, a good way to get the programme off to start for a new year of broadcasting here. That's Paddy Riley and the Fields of Athenry, one of the most requested songs on the programme. Welcome along if you've tuned in. I hope if you're still on holidays, well done. Weather is beautiful here in New Zealand at the moment, especially, well, pretty much all over the country. And apart from a bit of rain on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, most of the country has been basking in really fine weather for the last few weeks. And indeed, the weather in Ireland has been very good over the holiday period as well. As is the case in New Zealand, schools in Ireland are back this week. After 2 weeks break, schools in New Zealand have another 2 weeks to go, and many people still on holiday here. But if you've tuned in for the first time, this programme is called Ireland Calling. It's been broadcasting here in one shape or another since 1989, since we did the first broadcast, and now regularly on Planet FM on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Access Radio Wellington on Sunday night, and Capity Coast Radio on Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people that tune in from other parts of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. And as I mentioned, the programme many years has been sponsored by the Hugh Green Group. So thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. Well, I'd like to start off the year with some good news, but looking at the front of the Irish Times today, certainly not great news. Man held after woman killed in axe attack in RD outside in County Louth. Strike set to cut hospital services. The only bit of good news is Pádraig Harrington has been anointed as captain for the Ryder Cup team in 2 years' time. One in six used cars at risk of seizure, and that's just in the front page. Once you go into the second page, Garda excavate lands in search for a doctor missing from Strabane since 2009. Foul play ruled out after post-mortem on body of woman found in a ditch in Wexford yesterday. Theresa May suffers common defeat on a no-deal Brexit. And indeed, that's the biggest issue facing Ireland coming up in the coming weeks and indeed months. At the moment, Theresa May is trying to get the deal that the European Union have agreed on Britain exiting the European Union through the House of Commons, but it looks like in its current format it's not going to go pass, and it means that it could mean that Britain could leave without a deal, which is going to have major implications, especially for the Republic of Ireland, as we're the only land. Land border between Britain and the rest of the European Union. And if Ireland was united, I'm sure the divorce would go on very smoothly. But unfortunately, the backdrop, or the backstop as they call it, over Northern Ireland and what's happening with trade between Northern Ireland and Britain and the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland is one of the stumbling blocks. But they've got a few weeks to try to sort things out, but the European Union have said there's no way there'll be any other conditions. They will change any of the conditions that have been negotiated over the last 2 years. Anyway, more about that later on. Righto, we're going to play a few, three or four songs tonight from an album called I Never Met You, and this is recorded by a good friend of mine, Richard Mulligan. And Richard went to school with me in East Galway in Kilcairn, the Franciscan Brothers Monastery, but knew at the time that he was adopted. And this week Richard was on national radio on the Joe Duffy programme on Monday, and he talked about how he discovered who his mum was, and indeed his dad, both deceased now. And his story was very moving. And if you Google Richard on Joe Duffy Live, you'll be able to hear the programme. But he's recorded an album called I Never Met You. And this is obviously it's the title of the album. And he didn't ever meet his dad. But this is one of the songs on it. And we'll play this now. And indeed, I know there's a few people listening to this programme that know Richard as well. So more about Richard and his achievements throughout the programme tonight.
grave, looking at your headstone. The sadness fills my heart, I feel lost and so alone. Inscription tells a story, left a wife and family behind, but it doesn't say I never met you. Your life down by the sea, worked hard every day to raise me. Building walls and bridges, a reputation went before you, but I never met you. Life of pretend, it's hard to comprehend, but it's true. Oh yes, it's true. I never met you.
Yes, that's Richard Mulligan there, and the title track from the album that he's just released a few weeks ago, and it's called, the name of that was called I Never Met You. And as I said, in introducing that song, went to school with Richard in the Franciscan Brothers School in Kilcairn in East Galway, and then after primary convent taught by Mercy nuns and lay teachers, and Richard went to the vocational school. And within a few short years, Richard was making a name for himself as a well-known leading athlete in Ireland, and he got a scholarship to Providence, Rhode Island, and represented Ireland on a number of occasions, and especially long distance running and cross country running. And he raced on a number of occasions against New Zealand's finest runner, John Walker, and knew John, and of course, he ran against a lot of other athletes from all over Ireland and indeed other parts of the world. So Richard went on and after coming back, married and lived in Dublin, lives in Clontarf and has a successful business with his wife and his family are growing up. But Richard, we always knew that Richard and his brother John were adopted by a lovely couple, Cartan Tubber in Kilcairn. And as Richard got older, he went to track down his natural mother, and he did that in late 80s, 88, 89. And he relayed the story about what happened when he was born on national radio the other day. In a nutshell, his mother was married. She had a son, 14. Her husband had moved from the Connemara area to England to work, like a lot of people did. And while he was away, their relationship had broken down, and she got pregnant to another married man in the area. And literally the day before Richard was due to be born, she was the local priest, guard and doctor came to the house and took her away and brought her down to mother and baby's home, Sean Ross House in Tipperary. And those of you that have seen the film Philomena will be familiar with that. And Richard was born a day later. And he was reared in that home for 3 years, and his mother was there for 4 years, and she never saw him. She never signed the adoption papers, but he was fostered to the Mulligan family in Cartantubber in Kilcairn. And obviously when he was old enough to decide himself, he signed the papers, and his adopted parents became his full parents, John and Mary Mulligan. But later, as I said, he tracked down his mother and spent a lot of time with her before she passed away. Got all the details about his dad, and his dad had passed away before he was able to track him down. But he has obviously met all his dad's family, and is you know, in very good relationship with all of them. And it just followed on from a program. There was an RTE on Sunday night about what happened during the War of Independence in Ireland, all the issues over people being adopted. And Richard obviously spoke on the Joe Duffy program this week, and I know that I was moved along with a lot of people about his story, and that's what this album is about. He put this album together to try to get across in music the hurt that he went through, you know, over the years, in trying to track down or to know more about his natural parents. And his dad and natural dad and mum was called John and Mary, and his adopted parents were John and Mary Mulligan. So we'll have a few more songs from the album. And Richard, if you're listening, well done on a good interview on Joe Duffy there on Wednesday, and other people of Kilcairn. We'll play that song, Kilcairn, My Hometown. Very proud of you, and indeed your brother John, and the glory that you brought to our small little village in northeast Galway over the years. Right, what else has been happening? Actually, let's take another bit of music. We'll take a little bit of traditional music and then come back, and I'll update you things what's happening in the papers. Thank you. Yes, indeed. That'll get you moving around the floor there. A couple of reels there called Drowsy Maggie. And if you tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, 40 years ago, people in Cork will remember the terrible disaster when an oil tanker called the Betluse blew up in Bantry Bay on the 8th of January 1979, killing 51 people, including seven Irish people. So commemorations were held yesterday, and the bodies of 23 of the 42 strong crew of the Betluse were never recovered, and hundreds of people turned up yesterday in Bantry Bay in County Cork, where there's a memorial there, and it's featured in all the papers today to remember the people that died. I certainly remembered it in January. I was in my last year at secondary school, and as this time of the year, it's a cold time of the year in Ireland, and there was, you know, not the social media or the media coverage there is today of the event, but I remember all the papers were full of it for the following few days. It was just a huge tragedy for all involved. As I mentioned earlier, nurses are talking about going on strike. Nurses say the HSE cannot recruit or retain sufficient staff on the current pay levels. And the minister says that the HSE and department will hold talks with the nurses' union next week. He's pleading with them not to go on strike. Minister for Health, Simon Harris, was very upset earlier this week when a pro-life protester named the hospital where the first termination took place. Of course, abortion is now legal in Ireland since the 1st of January, and a number of hospitals. In fact, there's, I think, three counties where there's no procedures available. There's no doctors that have signed up, but there's over 200 doctors around that have signed up to the service that will be offered from now. It's legal. And, you know, the first termination took place, according to reports in the paper, in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital maternity wing earlier this week. But Minister for Health has obviously is disappointed that a number of pro-life people have picketed a lot of the centres where obviously terminations are now available. And I know that does happen in other countries as well. But certainly, you know, the people voted last year, whether you like it or not, and that's the way it is, unfortunately. And I know there was lots of letters in the papers in Ireland last week saying that 700,000 people voted against abortion being legalised in Ireland, and will their voices not be heard anymore. So it's a big debate, and obviously there's issues surrounding the availability of abortion here in New Zealand as well as a result of the Irish vote. The Taoiseach is away this week on a trip to Mali and Ethiopia, and a number of Irish troops are out there helping with the armies that are being created in these new independent countries. So I know that he's out there this week, and obviously keeping a close eye on what's happening back home as well, and events leading up to what's going to happen with Brexit, which will be the biggest issue facing you know, Europe for many years. In fact, everybody says probably the biggest thing that's going to happen in Britain since the Second World War. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're playing some songs tonight from a new album by Richard Mulligan, a good friend of mine, and the album is available on Spotify. It's available on Apple iTunes, and if you Google Richard Mulligan, you can certainly you know, be able to download the album, and we'll play a few more songs. But Richard was a keen fan of Elvis, and I know that Elvis's anniversary birthday was today. If he was alive, he would be 84 today, and he was born on the 8th of January 1935, and he died on the 16th of August 1977. I'll never forget it. I was up in the Glenavimal, County Wicklow, on a FCA camp. We were up there for 2 weeks every year, and I remember on 1977, I think maybe the Pope died the same year as well, Pope John the 23rd, or Pope Paul the 6th, wasn't it, the Pope before we had Pope John Paul the 1st. And I think the Pope and Elvis died roughly around the same time in August. But anyway, Elvis recorded many songs, and Richard was a big fan. And as I mentioned earlier, Richard's adoptive parents were called John and Mary Mulligan, and his natural mother and father were called John and Mary as well. So I've heard this lovely song, Elvis singing the Hail Mary, or the Miracle of the Rosary, on a few times. So we'll play this to the memory of Richard's adopted mum, and his mum as well, both Marys from Galway.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand.
Yes, the late great Elvis Presley there with the miracle of the rosary, and dedicating that to Richard Mulligan's adopted mum and his real mum, both called Mary's. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and we might play a Riverdance song later, but I see that the profits dropped quite significantly last year, down 45% from the previous year, but they still made a profit of €1.26 million. And Riverdance performed to audiences in the United States, China, Europe and Ireland, totaling about 848,000 in 2017-2018. And I know lots of young dancers from New Zealand that go off to the World Championships and really excel at Irish dancing. It's their dream to perform either with Riverdance or Lord of the Dance. And of course we know that three members of the Connolly family, they featured with Lord of the Dance for a number of years. If you've tuned in, welcome along. You've missed the first half of the programme, the first live edition of Ireland Calling for 2019. Hard to believe 2019, the years are going by very, very quickly. The programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And of course, the big issues on the sports front this year will be the big worldwide event will be the Rugby World Cup. And of course, Ireland are now ranked second in the world behind New Zealand, and they're getting ready for the Six Nations, which starts in early February. But before that, there's the final round of Heineken Cup matches to be played over the next 2 weeks, and the three Irish teams all are in good stead and look like that they'll all qualify for the next round. And Connacht have had good success. They beat Ulster, very unlucky not to beat Leinster. They were well ahead against Leinster at the RDS a few weeks ago, and they lost the game literally in the last minute. And, they played Munster to a packed crowd in Galway Showgrounds last Saturday night, and Munster led from out half by Joey Carberry, who played very well both kicking and in his positional play. Munster won that game by 7 points, so they're doing well in their Pro 12 group. But the other sporting events happening around at the moment, I suppose the GAA games have quietened down. There is a number of lower tier competitions taking place where many county teams are putting out their second string of players. The All-Ireland Club Football and Hurling Championships semi-finals take place in February, with the final at Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. And of course, cross-channel soccer is getting a lot of publicity, and not much word now since the new management was put into place in early December, late November. Mick McCarthy and Robbie Keane managing Ireland as they prepare to qualify for the Euro 2020 next year. All right, we'll move on with another bit of music, and up next we're going to have Christy Moore, and then we'll come back and have another song from Richard Mulligan singing all about Kilcairn, my hometown.
walking home one evening, I know this takes some believing. I met a group of creatures with the strangest looking features. A poor old dog and a worm in the weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the wheel in the flickering light. Oh, round he go, heel to the toe. Then a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the wheel in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific and his dancing was terrific. And the worms, they made it in, and the nettles in the corner. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night. We'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night. We'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. I said I'd get her right away. Good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanting as she slowly started dancing. Brazo pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper and as of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, at the dance to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh.
Yes, Christy Moore there, and if any of you were lucky enough to be at home over the Christmas period, you may have been able to go and see Christy. He was performing at Vicar Street between Christmas and New Year, and I think he's performing quite a few gigs in January. There's lots of entertainment on all over Ireland over the next few months, lots of musicians touring, and of course during the summer then Croke Park hold four big gigs every year, and I see that Irish people, I think, spent around 66 million €66 million going to concerts in Ireland last year. Ed Sheeran performed in Cork and Galway. U2 were in Dublin, and you had Taylor Swift and a few other big stars in Croke Park. Well, I'm just looking here at the fact file about Pádraig Harrington, who will be leading the captain of the European team at the Ryder Cup next year. Of course, Europe are the current champions, having won it this year in Paris. And he'll be leading the team next year. And he's done very well for himself. For a man, he's 47. He's won three major titles in his career. Earnings, this is just prize money, is around 50 million euro, which is very good. And I'm sure because he's been such a high profile golfer, he's made a lot of money from endorsements. He reckons, the story goes, he doesn't know how much money he's worth, that he leaves all that to his wife and business manager. And I know that he's very successful, and he's looking forward to being the third Irishman after Darren Clarke and Paul McGinley to manage the or captain the Ryder Cup team to defend their title next year. It's in Wisconsin, and I'm sure he will do very well whistling straights. Met him once here and interviewed Paul McGinley when they played in the World Cup of Golf at Gulf Harbour quite a few years ago. Well, the money that he's made and endorsements probably wouldn't make £115 million. That's what the Connolly family won, and I'm sure you all read about them on the paper here. They bought a quick dip lotto ticket in the Euro Millions draw, and they won the New Year's Day prize of almost £116 million. And of course, the word was going to get out who they were, so they started on the front foot and came out and had a public showing, and talked about their background and everything. And one of their daughters, they have three children, was studying in New Zealand, doing a master's degree down here. Not sure what part of New Zealand, but I'm sure somebody down here would know her. And they didn't even fly her home first class to join the celebrations at the weekend. She flew back economy class and stayed in a youth hostel en route back. But they say that they're going to donate money to 50 of their favourite charities, and they lived in England. In fact, the dad was due to have to go back to Croydon, I think, in England, working in the new year, but he'll put that on hold for the time being. And they don't intend to splash out too much. Maybe a new car for his wife, maybe a new car for him as well, nothing too flash, and some holidays and maybe a new home. But certainly huge amount of money to win for an investment of £2.20, I think they said they paid for the ticket. Okay, the Irish Club reopens on Friday the 11th, 5 o'clock, and then 7:30 there's a members draw, and Druid Cousins are playing that night. And from the 16th there's Twilight Bowls taking place at 6 o'clock every night. So make sure you get your team in. There's a notice in the newsletter. And February, Wednesday the 6th of February, Waitangi Day, is a family picnic and fun day. Make sure you put in your diary now. That's the Auckland Irish Society. Okay, we're going to continue with another song from my guest artist on the programme tonight, my good friend Richard Mulligan. And this is a song that I heard many, many years ago at the local festival in Kilcairn. And a song that my sister Breach sings very well at family functions and funerals these days. It's all about where we grew up. Richard and myself is called Kilcairn, my hometown.
In all of my wanderings, many sights I have seen, from the streets of New York to the Tower of the Queen. But there's one little village still my own pride and joy, Kilcairn, my hometown, where I played as a boy. In all of its homes, friendly people you meet, with a clasp of a hand and a smile you they'll greet. And it's maiden so lovely, to my heart they bring joy, all belong to Kilcairn, where I played as a boy. From the lakes of Kiltulla to the plains of Clunkeen, Rockfield and Sprague, Lakeview and Derreen, Lissacara and Dahan, sweet memories and joy, Kilcairn, my home.
Derry, Kilsala, Kirkcullen and Glen, Cuncunor and Perlena and Derrynabren, Kirkmore and Deer Colony, they still are my joy, Kilkerr, my hometown, where I played as a boy. From Welford and Newtown came brave men and bold, and of Bala and Milltown the story, where her brave sons are gathered, they give three shouts of joy, Kilkerr, my hometown, where I played as a boy, Kilkerr, my hometown, where I played as a boy.
Good man, Richard. Richard Mulligan there singing all about the village where we grew up, well, the town and of Kilcairn in East Galway. And, of course, Richard's album is called Richard Mulligan, I Never Met You. And the album, you can download it onto your phones or smart devices from Spotify or Apple Music. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about 15 minutes left of the programme, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I see here where the man that came second in the presidential race, he came from nowhere to come second, Donegal man and ex-US businessman Peter Casey. He's now about to do a reality TV type programme, and he's hoping that he's going to contest the European elections, which are due to take place in about May this year. And obviously he's hoping that the momentum he gained during the presidential election campaign will get him a seat in Europe. I'm not so sure he'll be successful. He made a huge sprint towards the end where he basically accused travellers of looking for too much. There was a group of travellers that were offered houses down in Tipperary, and they refused to move in until they got some acreage to put their horses in stables. And he basically seems to have got a lot of publicity on the back of attacking the minority community, the travelling community. So we'll see how he goes. Right, a picture of a man here in green. He's not wearing the green jersey of Ireland, but he certainly could play for Ireland. Peter Stringer and his partner, Cassina Zigalotta, I think. But she's... they're performing in Dancing with the Stars. Stringer takes dubstep in bid to win. So Peter Stringer's stint as Dancing with the Stars is cha-cha, life-changing, significantly according to him, but certainly the Dancing with the Stars runs for a couple of months, or a couple of weeks on Ireland, Irish TV. What else happened? Looking at some of the other pages of the papers here that I can download here each week or each day. Certainly, Leo, I don't know how to satisfy the DUP. Taoiseach Keane to move on to next phase of Brexit. We've got a convoy of almost 100 lorries descended on a disused airfield in London on Monday as the UK carry out a major test of its plans to border disruption in the event of a no-deal Brexit. And certainly Brexit is going to be dominating the news. And I started the programme talking about the gruesome discovery of a Polish woman's body in her home in County Louth yesterday. But in the early hours of last Friday morning, a young mother in Killigordon in County Donegal, she called the police in a distressed state when a domestic situation was developing at 4:30 in the morning at her house, and there was a standoff with the police, and by the time the police charged into the house at about 7:30, they found her body there, and her I think partner for a number of years, somebody who lived in the house, a man called Richard Burke, he was arrested and later charged with her murder, and her funeral took place earlier this week. She was an aspiring model and movie star, and hundreds of people turned out to pay their respects, and I see that she was laid to rest beside her grandmother, who she was very fond of. So certainly not a good start to the year with all these tragic events that have happened in Ireland. The only good news that came out of Ireland at the beginning and the first or second day of January is that there was a reduction in the number of deaths on the roads, which is significantly lower than it is here in New Zealand. I think the number in Ireland was around 160 last year, which when you compare it to New Zealand's, I think we're up there close to 370. And new drink driving regulations has come in before Christmas as well. So Minister for Transport is Shane Ross is hoping that that will bring will even lead to fewer accidents on the roads in Ireland. Righto, both sides now.
Something
Yes, another favourite song on the programme here, and that brings back memories to me. That song is called Both Sides Now, and Paul Young and Clonard, and my good friend Angus McAnally, who's still going strong on RTE as a producer and a presenter on radio. And in fact, he featured as a special guest on Mrs. Brown's Boys New Year's show. I'm sure that'll be shown in New Zealand sometime, but he was a magician. But he had a programme that I featured on in the early 90s after starting the radio programme here in New Zealand called Both Sides Now. It was on at 11 o'clock on RTE, and RTE paid tribute yesterday to a man that many people will know in New Zealand, Irish people anyway, Larry Gogan. Larry hasn't quite retired, but he's moved from 2FM to RTE Gold Hits, which is a digital online programme at RTE. But he's been with RTE for over, he's been broadcasting for over 40 years. And certainly a lovely tribute paid to him yesterday on the Joe Duffy programme. Looking at the farming section of The Independent on Tuesday, beef crisis, prices slump as Brexit threat looms. Make or break year for sector. No deal UK exit to wipe out sector. And on top of that, the vits are on a work to rule. And that's disrupting trade as well. Nice picture of a number of farmers, in fact four farmers as they do, at a mart looking through a barrier, and that's at Headford Cattle and Sheep Sale last Saturday in County Galway. Munster land values racing ahead at €14,000 per acre. Western farmers facing new form of landlordism, according to local TD Michael Fitzmaurice, and he's saying that farmers, small holdings are being bought up by big farmers to turn them into super dairy farms or planting them for forestry. Milk production set to increase by 300 million litres this year. Co-ops gear up for more expansion as global trade prices rise. And believe it or not, the first cuts of silage were made earlier this week in Nenagh and County Tipperary. This time last year, the country was battening down with storms, and well, certainly a little bit later, and a shortage of tillage. But certainly after the great year last year, there'll be no shortage of tillage or fodder for the winter months. But the weather's been so unseasonal for this time of the year. You know, farmers are out there now making silage. And there are many other stories there in the papers. Tillage returns improve, but Chagas urges caution after a freak year. So that's about it. That's it for the first programme for this year. We'll go out tonight with a song from the album that I promoted tonight. It's called Richard Mulligan, I Never Met You. And this is a song called Somewhere in Connemara. From me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye and God bless. Years are
bird.